Lesson 9. Outcomes. Describe ways that transportation placards, labels, and markings indicate the presence and hazards of hazardous materials. Transportation placards, labels, and markings. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico use a placarding, labeling, and marking system to identify hazmat during transportation. All three countries use the same source for their systems, the United Nations Model Regulations, also known as the Transport of Dangerous Goods, UN Recommendations. Therefore, with a few country-specific variations, the placards, labels, and markings used to identify hazardous materials during transport are very similar in all three countries. Generally speaking, transportation labels are designed for non-bulk packages, whereas transportation placards are designed for bulk packages. They look similar and convey similar information. However, there are certain unique labels for which there are no equivalent placards. Under the UN system, 9 hazard classes are used to categorize hazardous materials. Class 1, explosives. Class 2, gases. Class 3, flammable liquids. Class 4, flammable solids. Substances liable to spontaneous combustion. Substances that emit flammable gases on contact with water. Class 5, oxidizing substances and organic peroxides. Class 6, toxic and infectious substances. Class 7, radioactive materials. Class 8, corrosive substances. Class 9, miscellaneous dangerous substances and articles. Note, because most North American first responders primarily deal with DOT or Transport Canada, TC, placards, labels, and markings, the unique UN placards are not detailed in the sections that follow. Examples of the UN class placards and labels with brief explanations are found in Appendix C, UN class placards and labels. Placards, labels, markings, and colors associated with other systems, such as NFPA 704, Standard System for the Identification of the Hazards of Materials for Emergency Response, and military markings, are explained in the section, Other Markings and Colors. 4-digit identification numbers. In addition to establishing hazard classes, the UN has assigned each individual hazardous material a unique 4-digit number. This number is often displayed on placards, orange panels, and certain markings in association with materials being transported in cargo tanks, portable tanks, tank cars, or other containers and packages. The 4-digit identification, ID, number must be displayed on bulk containers in one of the three ways illustrated by Figure 24.171. In North America, the numbers must be displayed on the following containers/packages. Rail tank cars. Cargo tank trucks. Portable tanks. Bulk packages. Table 1 materials, regardless of quantity, see DOT Chart 15. Certain non-bulk packages, for example, poisonous gases in specified amounts. The Emergency Response Guidebook, ERG, provides a key to the 4-digit identification, ID. Numbers in the yellow-bordered section. Therefore, if the 4-digit identification number is identified, first responders can use the ERG to determine appropriate initial response information based on the material involved. The 4-digit identification number will also appear on shipping papers, and it should match the numbers displayed on tank or shipping container exteriors. Common reference materials such as the ERG do not list all 4-digit UN identification numbers. For example, the ERG does not list any numbers below 1,000. In the U.S., the entire list is included in 49 CFR 172.101. Note, NA numbers, North America, also known as DOT numbers, are issued by the United States Department of Transportation and are identical to UN numbers, except that some substances without a UN number may have an NA number. These additional NA numbers use the range NA 8000, NA 9999. Placard shippers provide diamond-shaped, color-coded signs, placards, on transportation containers to identify their contents. Each hazard class has a specific placard that identifies the materials hazard class. A materials hazard class is indicated either by its class, or division, number or name. Figure 24.173, provides the required dimensions of transportation placards and summarizes the information conveyed by them. Placards may be found on the following types of containers: bulk packages, rail tank cars, cargo tank vehicles, portable tanks. Unit load devices containing hazardous materials over 640 cubic feet, 18 cubic meters, in capacity. Certain non-bulk containers. You may see containers with more than one placard, indicating that more than one hazard or product is present. Figure 24.174 provides the U.S. DOT's Chart 15, Hazardous Materials Placarding Guide. Unfortunately, improperly marked, unmarked, and otherwise illegal shipments are common. These shipments may include incompatible products, products that contravene local, state/provincial, and federal laws, and waste products shipped and disposed of without a permit. The following are important facts related to placards. A placard is not required for shipments of infectious substances, other regulated materials for domestic transport only, ORMDS, materials of trade, MOTs, limited quantities, four-digit small quantity packages, radioactive materials, white label I or yellow label II, C label section, or combustible liquids in non-bulk packaging. Some private agriculture and military vehicles may not have placards, even though they are carrying significant quantities of hazardous materials. For example, farmers may carry fertilizer, pesticides, and fuel between fields of their farms or to and from their farms without any placarding. The hazard class or division number corresponding to the primary or subsidiary hazard class of a material must be displayed in the lower corner of a placard, figure 24.175. The dangerous placard is for mixed loads where the transport vehicle contains non-bulk packages with two or more categories of hazardous materials that require different placards, figure 24.176. Other than class 7 or the dangerous placard, text indicating a hazard, for example, the word flammable, is not required. Text may be omitted from the oxygen placard only if the specific ID number is displayed. Drivers may have varying degrees of information about the hazardous materials in their vehicles. Containers may have placards even though they appear empty until they are certified as clean. Labels. Labels provide similar information as vehicle placards. Labels are 3.9-inch, 100mm, square-on-point diamonds, which may or may not have written text that identifies the hazardous material within the packaging. Figure 24.177 shows the U.S. DOT's Chart 15, Hazardous Materials Labeling Guide. Class 7 radioactive labels must always contain text. Most labels for the 9 hazard classes and subdivisions are essentially the same as their placarding counterparts. Packages with more than one label have more than one hazard or product. These packages contain a primary label and a subsidiary label for materials that meet the definition of more than one hazard class. In Figure 24.178, the toxic label is the primary label, while the flammable liquid label is the subsidiary. The cargo aircraft only label is not associated with a particular hazard class. This label is used to indicate materials that cannot be transported on passenger aircraft. Markings. A marking is a descriptive name, an identification number, a weight, or a specification and includes instructions, cautions, or UN marks, or combinations thereof, required on the outer packaging of hazardous materials. This section, however, shows only those markings found on DOT Chart 15, Figure 24.179. Markings on intermodal containers, tank cars, and other packaging are discussed in later sections. One marking you should note is the HOT marking for elevated temperature materials. Elevated temperature materials, such as molten sulfur and molten aluminum, can present a thermal hazard in the form of heat, Figure 24.180. Molten aluminum, for example, is generally shipped at temperatures above 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit, 705 degrees Celsius. First responders must be extremely cautious around these materials to avoid being burned. Molten aluminum and other high-temperature materials can ignite flammable and combustible materials, including wood. Working around or near elevated temperature materials can increase the effect of wearing personal protective equipment due to high ambient air temperatures. The U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, defines an elevated temperature material as one that, when offered for transportation or transported in bulk packaging, has one of the following properties. Liquid phase at a temperature at or above 212 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 degrees Celsius. Liquid phase with a flash point at or above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, 38 degrees Celsius, that is intentionally heated and offered for transportation or transported at or above its flash point. Solid phase at a temperature at or above 464 degrees Fahrenheit, 240 degrees Celsius. Hazard classes. Transportation hazard classes are easier to understand once you have a better understanding of the basic physical and chemical properties explained in the previous sections. In general, a product's hazard class is assigned based on its most dangerous chemical and/or physical properties. Flammable gases combine the physical hazard of a gaseous state, which expands rapidly, spreads easily, and is difficult to confine, with flammability. This section describes Class 1, explosives. Class 2, gases. Class 3, flammable liquids, and combustible liquids in the U.S. Class 4, flammable solids, spontaneously combustible, and dangerous when wet. Class 5, oxidizers and organic peroxides. Class 6, poisons, poison inhalation hazards, and infectious substances. Class 7, radioactive. Class 8, corrosives. Class 9, miscellaneous hazardous materials. Canadian placards. Class 1, explosives. Explosives are reactive. An explosive is any substance or article with a great deal of potential energy that may rapidly expand and release upon activation, undergo an explosion, figure 24.181. Explosives may release energy in the form of light, gas, and/or heat. Some explosives may not be specifically designed to explode. Explosive placards list both a division number and a compatibility group letter on them. First responders should pay particular attention to the division number, which assigns the level of explosion hazard to the product. Compatibility group letters categorize different types of explosive substances and articles for purposes of stowage and segregation, figure 24.182. Explosives will typically be packaged as solids in individual packages or boxes. However, some explosives are liquids, such as certain binary explosives. Some transportation vehicles and certain storage areas are specifically designed for explosives, figure 24.183. The primary hazards of explosives are thermal and mechanical. Table 24.15 provides the U.S. DOT's explosive division's definitions, with examples, 49 CFR 173.50, 2017. These hazards may manifest in the following conditions. Blast pressure wave, shock wave. Rapidly released gases can create a shock wave that travels outward from the center. As the wave increases in distance, the strength decreases. This blast pressure wave is the primary reason for injuries and damage. The blast pressure wave has a positive and negative phase, both of which can cause damage, figures 24.184AC. Shrapnel and fragmentation, small pieces of debris thrown from a container or structure that ruptures during an explosion from containment or restricted blast pressure. Shrapnel and fragmentation may be thrown over a wide area and great distances, causing personal injury and other types of damage to surrounding structures or objects. Shrapnel and fragmentation can result in bruises, punctures, or even avulsions, part of the body being torn away, when they strike a person. Seismic effect, vibration is similar to an earthquake. Explosions can cause a seismic effect. When a blast occurs at or near ground level, the air blast creates a ground shock or crater. As the shock waves move across or underground, they form a seismic disturbance. The distance the shock wave travels depends on the type and size of the explosion and type of soil. Incendiary thermal effect occurs during an explosion when thermal heat energy forms a fireball. Fireballs result from the interactions among burning combustible gases or flammable vapors and ambient air at high temperatures. The thermal heat fireball is present for a limited time after the explosive event. Additional hazards unrelated to the explosion include: chemical hazards will probably result from the production of toxic gases and vapors. Explosives may self-contaminate as they age, which increases their sensitivity and instability. Explosives may have high sensitivity to shock and friction. Class 2, gases. Gases are materials that are in a gaseous state at normal temperatures and pressures, figure 24.185. Gases are transported or stored in pressure containers or cryogenic containers, figures 24.186a and b. Gas division numbers are assigned according to the type of potential hazard gases pose, such as flammability. The potential hazards of gas include energy, toxicity, including asphyxiation, and corrosivity, figure 24.187. Other potential hazards include heat hazards, fires, particularly associated with division 2.1 and oxygen. Gases can travel great distances to an ignition source. Asphyxiation hazards, leaking or released gases displacing oxygen in a confined space. Cold hazards, exposure to division 2.2 cryogens. Mechanical hazards, ablative, boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion, for containers exposed to heat or flame, a ruptured cylinder rocketing after exposure to heat or flame. Chemical hazards, toxic and/or corrosive gases and vapors, particularly associated with division 2.3. Class 3, flammable liquids, and combustible liquids, U.S. Flammable and combustible liquids ignite and burn with relative ease, figure 24.188. Most hazmat incidents, such as gasoline and diesel fuel spills, involve this hazard class. In addition to burning, all flammable and combustible liquids exhibit varying degrees of toxicity. Some flammable liquids are also corrosive. While these materials are transported in liquid containers, they may give off hazardous vapors, much like gases, that may travel from their source. These vapors will burn if ignited. The primary hazards of flammable and combustible liquids are energy, corrosivity, and toxicity. They often manifest in the following conditions: thermal hazards, heat fires and vapor explosions, figure 24.189. Asphyxiation, heavier than air vapors displacing oxygen in low-lying and/or confined spaces. Chemical hazards, toxic and/or corrosive gases and vapors, these may be produced by fires. Mechanical hazards, ablative, for containers exposed to heat or flame, caused by a vapor explosion. Vapors can mix with air and travel great distances to an ignition source. Environmental hazards, pollution caused by runoff from fire control. Class 4, flammable solids, spontaneously combustible, and dangerous when wet. Class 4 materials are divided into three different divisions, figure 24.190. 4.1 flammable solids. 4.2 spontaneously combustible materials. 4.3 dangerous when wet. It may be difficult for responders to extinguish fires involving Class 4 materials. Class 4 materials are often solids, metals, that react violently in unexpected ways, such as some flammable solids will react to friction. Spontaneously combustible materials may ignite after contact with air. Dangerous when wet materials, if involved in a fire, may burn more intensely if firefighters attempt to extinguish the fire with water. Figure 24.191. Fires involving Class 4 materials may be difficult to extinguish. Incidents involving these materials can be difficult to manage. Even more experienced responders may not fully understand the hazards, and the typical response may make the situation worse. The primary hazards of Class 4 materials are chemical energy, mechanical energy, corrosivity, and toxicity. Some examples include thermal hazards, heat. Fires that may start or reignite spontaneously or upon contact with air or water. Fires and vapor explosions. Molten substances. Chemical hazards from irritating, corrosive, and/or highly toxic gases and vapors produced by fire or decomposition. Severe chemical burns. Mechanical effects from ablative, if containers exposed to heat or flame or division 4.3 contaminated with water, or other unexpected, violent chemical reactions and explosions. Chemical hazards from production of hydrogen gas from contact with metal. Production of corrosive solutions on contact with water, for division 4.3. Production of flammable gas on contact with water, for division 4.3, such as calcium carbide. Environmental hazards, pollution, caused by runoff from fire control. Class 5, oxidizers and organic peroxides. Class 5 is divided into two divisions, figure 24.192. 5.1 oxidizers, typically solids or aqueous solutions. 5.2 organic peroxides, liquids or solids. Oxidizers vigorously support combustion, may be explosive, and when combined with fuel, may burn continuously. Some oxidizers, in conjunction with a fuel, have the ability to burn continuously without air being present. Oxidizers may also be explosive. Oxygen is an example of an oxidizer. Organic peroxides are oxidizers with a specific chemical composition that makes them prone to reactivity. When these materials are involved in an incident, you will need a small amount of heat to start a fire or explosion. Organic peroxides are both a fuel and an oxidizer. Because of this, they are reactive. Store organic peroxides below the maximum safe storage temperature, MSST. If organic peroxides reach the self-accelerating decomposition temperature, SADT, they undergo a chemical change and may violently release from their packaging. The time before reaction depends upon how much the SADT is exceeded, which can greatly accelerate the decomposition. Organic peroxides are not the only materials to have SADs. Many polymerization initiators or reactive chemicals have an SADT. The responder should recognize these materials by using an SDS or other reference source to obtain this data. Many times the SADT is written into the SDS as decomposition temperature. The primary hazards of Class 5 materials are thermal, mechanical, and chemical. Some examples include thermal hazards, heat, from fires that may explode or burn hot and fast, or materials slash substances sensitivity to heat, friction, shock, and contamination. Explosive reactions to contact with hydrocarbons, fuels. Mechanical hazards. Violent reactions and explosions. Sensitivity to heat, friction, shock, and or contamination with other materials. Chemical hazards. From toxic gases, vapors, and dust. From products of combustion. Resulting in burns. Thermal hazards from ignition of combustibles, including paper, cloth, and wood. Asphyxiation hazards from accumulation of toxic fumes and dusts in confined spaces.